So the last image of Simon's that I've chosen is, I mean, I haven't necessarily chosen images that were my favourites. I've chosen images that I thought would be relatively easy to speak about. Although having said that, I really, you know, I like all of Simon's work, and the ones I've chosen are favourites. This is obviously a much more conventional image than the others, and because of that, perhaps it's slightly easier to define. There's less abstraction. There are some recognisable elements in there. Now, obviously, the dark, brooding sky suggests torment, storms, perhaps trouble ahead. And yet, if we look at the sky on the horizon, it's full of light. There's a soft golden, sort of apricot-coloured hue. The light is trying to burst through the clouds, I think. Now, obviously, the viewer is an essential component when it comes to art, something hanging before us. We bring to the image who we are, what we believe, how we see the world, and any number of things, how we, you know, which side of bed we got out of in the morning. And for me, I'm a resolutely optimistic person, so I'm always going to be looking for the silver lining. So although the great black cloud and the black beneath possibly suggests the notion of trouble brewing, I would much rather focus on the golden light, the soft golden light, and maybe a sense of hope. So my first title would be A Promise for Tomorrow. Looking elsewhere, for a different, slightly different interpretation, the image is very clearly of clouds and telegraph poles. So defining what it depicts is relatively simple. Defining what it is about is slightly more subjective. And the other theme that comes through quite strongly to me is isolation. I guess that's probably not saying anything too outrageous. It would probably be something that would occur to most of us, but certainly isolation. And yet, although the telegraph pole is alone and it's distant, and possibly about to be exposed to a storm of probably biblical proportions, it's not alone. It's brought a friend along, if you like. I had an art teacher who used that expression all the time when we were painting. You know, you'd make a certain line, a certain shape, and then you'd bring a friend along, i.e. make another similar shape somewhere else in the canvas. So there's a connection. So he's brought a friend along, or I don't know, that maybe I should say she, although I can't honestly see telegraph poles as female or even any gender at all. Anyway, that's a digression. So, again, rather than focus on the loneliness or the emptiness or a solitary state of mind, I want to instead refer to the duality, the repetition, if you like. So I'm going to call it, probably quite unconventionally, but I came up with Gemini.